Chapter 6. "Where did they go?" Eddie cried in a shrill, startled voice. "They left us here." "They must be on their way back down the stairs," I told him. I gave him a gentle push. "Let's go." Eddie lingered close to me. "You go first," he insisted quietly. "You're not scared, are you?" I teased. "All alone in the Terror Tower?" I don't know why I enjoyed teasing my little brother so much. I knew he was scared. I was a little scared too, but I couldn't help it. As I said, Eddie doesn't always bring out the best in me. I led the way to the twisting stairs. As I peered down, they seemed even darker and steeper. "Why didn't we hear them leave?" Eddie demanded. "Why did they leave so fast?" "It's late," I told him. "I think Mr. Starks was eager to get everyone on the bus and back to their hotels. The tower closes at 5, I think." I glanced at my watch. It was 5:20. "Hurry," Eddie pleaded. "I don't want to be locked in. This place gives me the creeps." "Me too," I confessed. Squinting in the darkness, I started down the steps. My sneakers slid on the smooth stone. Once again, I pressed one hand against the wall. It helped me keep my balance on the curving stairs. "Where are they?" Eddie demanded nervously. "Why can't we hear the others on the stairs?" The air grew colder as we climbed lower. A pale yellow light washed over the landing just below us. My hand swept through something soft and sticky. Cobwebs. Yuck. I could hear Eddie's rapid breathing behind me. "The bus will wait for us," I told him. "Just stay calm. Mr. Starks wouldn't drive off without us." "Is anybody down there?" Eddie screamed. "Can anybody hear me?" His shrill voice echoed down the narrow stone stairwell. No reply. "Where are the guards?" Eddie demanded. "Eddie, please don't get worked up," I pleaded. "It's late. The guards are probably closing up. Mr. Starks will be waiting for us down there, I promise you." We stepped into the pale light of the landing. The small cell we had seen before stood against the wall. "Don't stop," Eddie pleaded, breathing hard. "Keep going, Sue, hurry!" I put a hand on his shoulder to calm him. "Eddie, we'll be fine," I said soothingly. "We're almost down to the ground." "But look!" Eddie protested. He pointed frantically. I saw at once what was troubling him. There were two stairways leading down, one to the left of the cell and one to the right. "That's strange," I uttered, glancing from one to the other. "I don't remember a second stairway." "Which one is the right one?" he stammered. I hesitated. "I'm not sure," I replied. I stepped over to see the one on the right and peered down. I couldn't see very far because it curved so sharply. "Which one? Which one?" Eddie repeated. "I don't think it matters," I told him. "I mean, they both lead down, right?" I motioned for him to follow me. "Come on, I think this is the one we took up when we were climbing up." I took one step down, then stopped. I heard footsteps, heavy footsteps, coming up the stairs. Eddie grabbed my hand. "Who's that?" he whispered. "Probably Mr. Starks," I told him. "He must be coming back to get us." Eddie breathed a long sigh of relief. "Mr. Starks, is that you?" I called down. Silence, except for the approaching footsteps. "Mr. Starks?" I called in a tiny voice. When the dark figure appeared on the stairway below, I could see at once that it wasn't our tour guide. "Oh!" I uttered a startled cry as the huge man in the black cape stepped into view. His face was still hidden in darkness, but his eyes glowed like burning coals as he glared up at Eddie and me from under the black, wide-brimmed hat. Is this the way down?" I stammered. He didn't reply. He didn't move. His eyes burned into mine. I struggled to see his face, but he kept it hidden in the shadow of the hat, pulled low over his forehead. I took a deep breath and tried again. "We got separated from our group," I said. "They must be waiting for us. Is this the way down?" Again, he didn't reply. He glared up at us menacingly. "He's so big," I realized. He blocks the entire stairway.
Sir?
I started. My brother and I... He raised a hand, a huge hand covered in a black glove. He pointed up at us.
You will come with me now,
he growled. I just stared at him. I didn't understand.
You will come now. You will come now,
he repeated.
I do not want to hurt you, but if you try to escape, I will have no choice.